is Free Talk Live. Hour number three is what we're launching into here, live Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And we give you the features on the site there for free. So enjoy those on us, freetalklive.com. You get to control the content of the site if you would like, or you can just go and surf around it. But it's there for you to take control of. If you find something online that you think is interesting, you think our other listeners will appreciate it, you submit it as show prep over at freetalklife.com, pops up on the site, and then others can vote as to whether or not they like or dislike your suggestion. The most liked, make it right up to the front of the top, in the top of the website at freetalklive.com. We're going to go back to Tim, listening in Michigan to XM Satellite Radio's Extreme Talk. Tim, you're back on Free Talk Live, and just to bring our listeners up to speed, you had said something about taxes. They shouldn't be called taxes. Can you get a little more into detail on that?
Yeah, let me give you an example. Romney paid 15% supposedly.
13.
GE percent. Yeah, GE paid none. We pay for police protection, fire protection, the military protection, the court system that protects us for legal matters, and also education and health. They call Obama the food stamp president. We need to call, the 99% needs to call the rich people that don't pay taxes or pay very little, not paying their fees. You wouldn't go into a restaurant and order food and not pay for it. You wouldn't go golf on a course without paying a fee. The rich are doing that. They've been doing it for years.
I understand where you're coming from, but it seems like you're making some presumptions that I think that I would like to address. First off, when you talk about these user fees, the suggestion is that there's some kind of voluntary situation. But everything you named off, cops, fire departments, military, courts, everything is a monopoly. And generally, customer service with monopolies stinks. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely.
And also I'd like to talk about legitimacy. I mean, it's important that these organizations, the police that, provide a monopoly privilege, that have a monopoly privilege on the use of violence in a given geographic area, they claim that area as their own. They'll call it jurisdictions and things like that.
Correct.
It's important to talk about, do they legitimately own this? I mean, when my town demands property taxes from me, it's essentially rent. The same as quit rents existed with King and lords, as you were talking
about
in the past.
Absolutely.
It's essentially a quit rent. A majority of the people who voted in that particular area elected some people. Those people voted on some stuff. They came up with whatever conclusions they came up with. They decided, I need to pay this. There were some court cases involved, and they say, well, children have a right to this kind of education, and I must pay for it, even if I don't have a kid in that school. Or if my kid, is being homeschooled, my money still must go to educate other people's kids. We get this really unfair system, and I'd say that it probably results from this. Back when the United States was set up, and this is pretty much true with every country in the world, some people came along with weapons and threatened other people and said, you're going to do what we say or we're going to kill you.
Right.
And they took over. They took it over from the British. They took it over from the Indians. They took it over from the French. They took it over from the Spanish. And so you have this geographic area where essentially what is the largest, most successful armed gang is in control. And they don't have legitimate claim on the land in order to be able to provide these user fees that you're referring to. I should be able to opt out if I don't want their protection in whatever form.
Right. Maybe I'm going down the wrong path. We need to change the language because the rich says they don't want to be taxed. They don't want to be taxed at the same percentage level. They don't want to pay for their services. So maybe fee is the wrong word. But
no one should be taxed because taxes aren't paying for services because you're not contracting in the first place. Going into a restaurant isn't the same as paying taxes because I choose to go to the restaurant. I choose to go into the store. I choose to purchase those products or those services, and I'm agreeing to pay for them by that choice. When it comes to taxes, they're imposed upon me whether I agree with them or not, whether I like their services or not. So, for instance, you got the police going into the Occupy movements, pulling people people out by the back of their neck, pulling them out by their hair, whatever, destroying their tents, destroying, you know, whatever it is they've created. You've got them arresting dozens and dozens of peaceful people who've not harmed another person. You know, also you get the police arresting hundreds of thousands of Americans every year just for possession of a plant. You know, I don't want to pay for this kind of protection, but yet I'm forced to pay for it, because if I don't pay for it, they will come and they will take me and my family and they'll throw me out of my home. It doesn't resemble a business agreement in any way, shape, or form. So taxing, I think, you know, maybe a better word for it would be extortion.
Absolutely. Maybe that's the best word. I guess my beef is with the unfairness and the inequality. Until we can get that changed,
you'll never get it changed without paying anything.
I got some more information that
The reason why you'll never get it changed is because the rich and the corporations are the ones that have the influence when it comes to Washington, D.C. So why on earth would the politicians ever want to consider changing a system to make it more equitable for everyone involved?
That's a real problem. I'm a green space guy on Twitter. I was upset when Romney's tax return came out. And that was probably the wrong reaction to it.
Tim, but don't worry about it. I appreciate the call and the talk.
One comment on Romney's return real quick.
Quickly.
His tax return from last year means nothing if he doesn't release it at least 3-4 years ago, because he can amend that tax return in the next 3 years. Hmm. And if he pays tax now, he can get it back as a refund in the next 36 months.
Thanks for the call, Tim. I appreciate hearing from you tonight.
Thank you very much.
Yep, 855-450-FREE.
I think there's an important thing to talk about with Romney's tax return, and I agree with the gentleman here, that Romney has made money on what is essentially, you know, dividends. His money was as an investment, and it came back, and it comes back at a lower rate. But he gets a percentage of other people's money that he invests, and that those are wages. That's not that's not investment monies. I understand why investment money is a lower tax rate, because, well, you know, why would if you're going to if you're going to put your money into something, you're going to take this risk. Why would you do it if you know you're going to be hit for 37% or whatever, 35% when you get your money out? You get the capital gains on it. So I understand that. But in Romney's case, particularly with the kind of business that Bain Capital is, you know, the money that he made as a percentage of other people's money that he invested, and he got it as capital gains under capital gains, and that's wrong. It should come in under wages. That's unfair itself. You know, when you're talking about corporations like GE and that kind of thing, hey, you know, it's the tax code that has driven those companies out of the United States. I'm sorry. You can't raise the taxes on them and expect things to go better.
Let's talk to Bob listening in Michigan and Jackson to WKHM. Hello, Bob.
How you guys doing?
Super.
I get kind of sick and tired of people saying that the rich doesn't pay their fair share. You know, I'm no way a rich person, you know, make $50,000-$60,000 a year. But what's going to happen when I am told, after the rich exhaust all their money, that I am told that, you guys still there?
Yeah, right here. Sure.
Oh, okay. That I'm told that I have to start paying for illegal aliens that were immigrants that come across the border and pay for their kids and whatnot. But,
I wonder about this, though. Just before you go on, you know, so somebody's born in, Ciudad Juarez, and they decide to go to work in Brownsville. I get why you shouldn't have to pay for those people's, medicine or their education or anything like that. But why should you have to pay for somebody who was born in Brownsville who decides to work in Brownsville? I mean, why is it that do you believe that you should have to pay welfare, education, and all these other things for free people in the United States, but you shouldn't have to pay for people who come to the United States illegally?
No, I shouldn't have to pay for people that can't get up out of bed and 7 in the morning and go to work. You know,
so
I mean,
it's really not about where somebody was born. It's about handouts.
It's about handouts and making them lazy. I mean, the government does make everybody lazy. You give somebody, if you had a brother that was on heroin, you're not going to give your brother $100 a day because you love him.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Bob, you can stick with us. I'll bring you back here in a moment. I didn't, you know, I don't know if you got enough time to say what you needed to, so stick with us here. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Time for you and your thoughts. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. 1-855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Do you have paternity questions? In the past, paternity tests were usually expensive and results took weeks. Now, Identigene offers a DNA paternity test that is easy, affordable, and confidential. Identigene is fully accredited and is the only DNA paternity test kit trusted by America's pharmacies. The Identigene kit is easy to use and contains everything you need. Answers are available in 2 days. For more information, go to Identigene.com. Look for Identigene at the drugstore. Identigene, test assured.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Peter Kratschnumble from Midas Resources. Today is January 27, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,723.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,766.23, $883.12 for a half ounce, and $441.56 for a quarter ounce. $1,766.23, $883.12, and $441.56.
Gold isn't for you? Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, and I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed the government is doing a great job, the Fed will stop handing out trillions like bailout candy, but that's not what's happening. If all looks rosy, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked while gold has risen 1,600%. Savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. Call 800-686-2237. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day with all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, toll-free number, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. And you can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place you can go. and all the features there, we give them away. So enjoy over at freetalklive.com and get signed up for our news updates. We can email them to you, or you can follow us on Twitter or Facebook, whichever method works best for you. Go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up there. That's news.freetalklive.com.
The state owns the land, but they don't own the water. To be free today, you'd need a boat. Not just any boat, a life yacht. It's a stable catamaran, as big as a house, that purifies its own water, generates its own power, can even grow some of its own food, has a shallow draft to be able to get a four-wheel drive car or SUV onto shore. With a life yacht, you can live free of nearly any government intrusion and have a seashore home anywhere in the world. You get some kind of trouble from the local bureaucrats about parking your life yacht in the local bay, you just weigh anchor and trundle on your way. You could be involved for as few as $1,000 and the commitment of as little as 8 months. To find out more, go to ericksoncouncil.com. It's ericksoncouncil.com. It's like Leif Erickson, ericksoncouncil.com.
All right, let's go back to Bob listening in Michigan, WKHM in Jackson. Go ahead, Bob. I want to make sure you get your thoughts out.
Okay. Okay. Before I go to the part about the senators, why I called in, I want to talk to the people out there about rich people. Okay, let's take you two guys. You guys have a talk show, and within a year, you know, you guys are poor or middle class right now, and within a year, you guys are hitting on all cylinders. And then you get all these sponsors that want to be on your show, and there's not enough time. So then you guys become millionaires overnight. Now you have your families on each side of you guys, 50 family members. Now they're all wanting you guys to pay their bills, to buy their houses, to buy their cars. And why should you guys have to go out and take your hard work and your money that you make to help support your family? That's kind of how I feel about people.
No one should be forced to do anything against their will. I would much rather be happy with supporting people on a voluntary basis. Like, I give money to the local homeless shelter. I give money to the local United Way, etc. But no one, whether they're rich or poor or not or somewhere in between or whatever, no one should be forced to pay anybody taxes.
The suggestion always is that the government has somehow set up some system that you were able to get through which you were able to get rich. But I would actually posit the opposite. That the government has set up a system that has made it difficult for people to do well.
Absolutely.
Difficult for people to move from the lowest income brackets into the middle income brackets and therefore up to the higher income brackets. Most people do tend to move up over time, but they move up by working for other people, not for working for themselves. And working for yourself really is the way that one truly does see success in
this
world.
That's true. If I wanted to own a radio station, it would be next to impossible for me because of all the fees involved and the lawyers that you need to, and the hoops that the government wants you to jump through. Starting a business like that is very, very difficult. So I went a different route. My whole adult life, I've been working kind of, you know, underground slash without governmental permission, and thank goodness for it, because I agree with you, Mark, that the system is designed to keep poor people poor, and it's designed to transfer wealth from...
Everybody's poor when they're 18 years old.
It is designed to transfer wealth from most people to the select few, and the select few are the people in government and their friends and their buddies. Bob,
well,
you've got to get your thoughts out about the senators quickly. Go ahead.
Okay, the senators, I have a problem with all these senators. They get out there, whether they're browbeating the Ford and Chevy and Chrysler or the tobacco companies, they get up there and they go and pass all these bills, make all these corporations wealthy because of the bills they pass, the laws they pass, and then they have the right to go and buy stock within that company because they know that company, whether it's ABC company, is going to grow 1,000%. So they go and buy stock,
yep.
And this is how these senators become millionaires.
That's absolutely
no doubt
true.
About it. And
60 Minutes has had a special on this, and it absolutely is true. Or, conversely, they can bet against these companies that they know are going to be affected by short selling.
Them.
Yeah. So, I mean,
right point.
Know,
thank you, Bob,
they
for
can
making
get them coming
it.
And going.
Appreciate your call at 855-450-FREE. Let's continue on here with Carson listening in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live, Carson.
Yes, I'm here.
What's on your mind tonight, Carson?
First of all, I just always wanted to say this. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
So cliche, Carson, but I'm glad you got to say it.
You heard that, so I'm glad you humored me. What's
on
my mind is healthcare. And I always said I was going to call into your show when an issue got me so upset that it overcame my fear of sounding like an idiot on the radio.
Here you are. Go ahead.
Here I am. I just think that I'm going through a situation, and I'm not going to get into too many details, where having a medical procedure that is necessary because of an accident.
All right.
No crime committed, no nothing. And I found out that, thank goodness, Medicaid is going to cover the procedure because I'm broke. I'm poor, poor college student. And I found out that after I leave the facility, there is absolutely nothing. They send me out with a prescription, a pat on the back, and a hope you do well, champ. And I really, I am a college student. I'm trying to get my life together, made some bad choices, but who didn't? And I just find it disturbing that there is nothing out there for me, someone who's trying to get their life together, but for people who take advantage of the system, who work the system, they get this wonderful government medical insurance, and our Congress people, our servants, they work for us, get wonderful medical insurance, and I don't. And I think it's time that, you know, people wake up and realize, as Chris Rock said in the movie Head of State, that ain't right.
No doubt about it, Carson. I can understand your frustration, and it has to be difficult, especially when it seems like the system is so cold and callous and uncaring, and in many ways it absolutely is. It's not to say that everybody within it is that way.
Yes, some of the people in the system have been very helpful in finding unique ways to kind of massage me through, get me into some programs with some qualifications that, you know, nothing illegal or wise told, but just...
All I can say is, if you can't get help within the system, start reaching out to community organizations, different groups like the Shriners or the...
Yes.
You know,
the people at the hospital I'm at have been really good about putting me in touch with some organizations.
That's good to know. I'm glad to hear that, because it's the hospital folks that are really going to be the ones that care.
Yeah.
And, of course, a lot of hospitals also have charity wings as well. And I wish you the best of luck, and I thank you for the call and the story tonight at 855. Sorry, we got a bunch of people here who want to talk. 855-453. That's the toll-free number here, including Mike listening to XM in Arkansas. Mike.
Yeah, I'm a truck driver. I can relate to government regulations. But I was going to talk about people doing something about their situation by running for Congress. Most of us would get assassinated, you know, if we tried to change the way things were done.
Do you really think that's true? I mean, Ron Paul isn't dead yet.
Yeah, but somebody like me, I don't have. I'm known for telling it how it is, and you can't hurt people.
So is Ron Paul. We'll bring you back here in a moment, Mike, if you'd like, because I'd like to have you explain to me why it is that you would be assassinated, but Ron Paul, who's currently in the
presidential race. Character assassinations, I'll go for that.
Currently in the presidential race and has appeared in multiple debates expressing very principled ideas of liberty, has not yet been taken out. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, oregacillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Still time for you and your thoughts. 1-855-450-3733. Live Saturday edition of this program. And here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And, of course, we'll continue here with your calls in a moment. But want to let you know, if you are a cigarette smoker, I have a solution for you. Because cigarettes, they got some real problems. I mean, yeah, they deliver nicotine to you to satisfy whatever urges it is you might have. But there are other ways to deliver nicotine that don't involve patches or gum or whatever. They actually have e-cigarettes now. Vaporizers. It's not even smoke. It's vapor. It's much better for you.
It has nicotine, but it doesn't have all those other chemicals, carcinogens in them.
Right.
They're not, like 22,000 times healthier.
It doesn't have the stink. It doesn't have the cost. I mean, it's just the way to go. It's a no-brainer. And they're really tasty. They've got different flavors as well. So you can switch to the vaporizer from Vaporsmith's, the e-cigarette there, and you can do it for relatively low cost. A pack-a-day smoker, you're going to save $120 a month if you use the e-cigarette from Vaporsmith's.com. So already you're going to save money. You're going to smell better. Your clothes aren't going to reek. Your house isn't going to stink. This thing is it's amazing. And, you know, it may even help you health-wise as well. Certainly, you can use it to quit. You can step down the amount of, the amount of nicotine in each of these cartomizers.
If that's what you want to do. But, I mean, when you're not inhaling all that smoke, some people just don't choose to quit.
Right. You could, like I said, you could use it to quit, or you can just use it to change your habit into something that's a little bit more pleasant. You won't have to go outside anymore to use your nicotine. You'll be able to just sit in most places. There aren't rules against using an e-cigarette because, again, it's not smoke. If you're sitting across the table from me, Mark, as you are right now, if you were using your e-cigarette, which you're not allowed to do because you're on the air, it would not upset me at all. It would not do anything. I wouldn't even be able to smell it from where I am. So go to Vaporsmiths.com.
Get a free e-cigarette.
Get two free e-cigarettes in their standard starter kit. You get two of them and the charger. That way there's always one that's charged up. And as long as you purchase 40 cartomizers or more, you'll get the free standard starter kit. Plus free shipping on all orders over $60. And if I'm not mistaken, the 40 cartomizers put you over the $60 threshold. So you will automatically get free shipping with that deal. And all you have to do is remember coupon code FTL to get that free standard starter kit with the 40 cartomizers or more. Coupon code FTL at Vaporsmiths.com. 855-2-GET-VAPOR is their number. That's 855-2-GET-VAPOR, Vaporsmiths.com. And we go back to the phones and your thoughts. Mike is back with us in Arkansas. Truck driver had some thoughts. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, that's for now. They're going to outlaw that because there's always somebody that don't want to see other people enjoying anything.
Yeah, that, I think they've actually outlawed it in some places. I think Boston has been terrible about
it. Right, Boston is I think one of the first places to try to outlaw.
But they don't have a leg to stand on, and when somebody brings this to court, it's going to pretty much their little house of cards is going to fall in.
I don't know about that, Mark.
Who's going to live there anyway? But anyway, back to my point. I don't think any elected official should get any retirement compensation at all. But they didn't to start with.
I agree with that. I don't think there shouldn't be any sort of pensions for elected officials. I agree completely. Up here in New Hampshire, it's $100 per year is what they get paid, and then that's that. And when they're done, and it's over. But let's go back to the assassination issue, because you said you believe that if...
That's what I'm talking about. The first time I brought that up and tried to push that through, somebody in Congress would hire somebody to kill me.
You know, I understand the paranoia. They certainly are a violent group of people, and they are inclined to hurt peaceful people. And so I get the paranoia, but how do you explain why Ron Paul hasn't been iced yet? I mean, he's been in Congress for decades.
But he's not pushed anything. He's not, I don't know.
He's always talking about rolling back the government.
I think the answer is there's no chance that any of Ron Paul's stuff is going to go through, so therefore they don't consider him a threat in the same way that they wouldn't consider this gentleman a threat, because the other 434 guys are not going to vote for getting rid of their pensions and healthcare
that's
stuff.
What I'm saying. And Ron Paul probably wouldn't vote for it either.
Yep. That's two. Now you've got two.
You think Ron Paul would vote to get rid of pensions?
Not his own.
I think he would.
What?
Yeah, of course he would. He has.
He actually refuses to take the government's medical care from what... Isn't that correct, Mark?
That's correct.
Yeah, so thanks, Mike, for the call. I appreciate it, man. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line here. So, Ron Paul. I mean, if Ron Paul is a threat to the status quo, and I think he is, then, they could take him out if they're so powerful, and they are... You know, there's these conspiracy theorists who believe that the world is controlled by an evil secret cabal of bankers who wants to, blah, blah, blah. Well, if they're so evil and so controlling, why haven't they taken out Ron Paul? He is a danger. He is the focal point of all of the entirety of the liberty movement. I mean, it would be a huge coup for them to take out Ron Paul. Now, the conspiracy theorist answer is, the proper answer to this question is, well, then everyone would know. I mean, if they took out Ron Paul, then everyone would know that there's some kind of conspiracy.
Well, these are powerful
right?
people. Why not just run him over with a truck?
Exactly. That's a good response to the conspiracy theorist answer as well. Yeah, they could do it very secretively.
You don't have to double tap him in the heart and the head or anything like that. You could do whatever.
Yeah. So I don't know. I just don't see it happening. I think it's pretty unlikely that that they're going to kill you if you get involved in the system. I get that they want to protect their system, but. It doesn't seem like they're willing to go that far in most cases. Anyway, let's continue here. Let's talk to Julio, listening in to XM in Tennessee. Julio, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing, gentlemen?
Hey, super. What's on your mind?
There was a gentleman talking about taxes and inequality and user fees.
Yes, sir.
And what I would like to know about that is that I guess you don't realize that Mitt Romney or any rich person, for that matter, paid 35% on the income Then on top of that, when he invested that money, he paid 15% on the money he was making out of that, risking it whether he lose it or not. And then he not realized also that he paid more taxes than 97% of the rest of the people.
Yeah, in dollars and cents, sure. I think I'd say it's probably even higher than that.
How about the 47% that don't pay any federal taxes at all and use a lot more?
It's higher than that. Actually, the number's higher than that. It's about 47% that file federal income tax forms that don't pay federal income tax. But you have to consider that there's another 40% of people that don't even file taxes, the tax forms. So the number of people that actually pay federal income tax is about 28% of the population.
Well, and then on top of that, there's people that live out of the government, don't work at all, and get money, free money, from the government out of welfare. On top of that, so we talk about equality. How about a flat tax for everybody? So everybody will be. What do they call equality? If you make more, you have to give them half of the money, while half of the people don't pay any taxes. That's what I don't understand.
Well, I would agree with you. If you're going to have a tax, and I don't think that we should, but if you're going to, it makes sense to have it fair and across the same amount, rather.
But there are lots of different taxes, and the income tax is supposed to be based on income. It's a progressive tax in that sense. And the very poorest people don't have to pay income tax, although they do pay lots of other different types of taxes. Lots of people fixate on the income tax as if it is the only thing that the federal government runs on, but it's nothing like that. In 2008, when Ron Paul ran for president, and this guy would know, he said that if you got rid of the IRS and all its revenue, the government would shrink to 1997 levels. That's in 2008, so I would suggest that if you got rid of the IRS now, that maybe you're talking about it shrinking to, say, your 2000 level. I thought the government was too big in 1997. I thought it was too big in the year 2000, and I think it's too big today. So I think you could just get rid of income tax entirely, and you wouldn't have this dispute.
Exactly, and the thing about user fees, who uses the most services, the so-called rich or the poor, for example. I don't think that they use this. For example, public schools,
It's hard to say who uses the most services. I mean, it would be impossible to really calculate that, because if you think about it, like companies like Texaco, for instance, are using a whole lot of services in the form of the military going around the world and killing people and securing oil fields and such for them. And it's pretty hard to really compare that to somebody going and getting a welfare check. It's Free Talk Live.
I have this dizzy feeling every time I get out of bed, like spinning. I don't know why. It's awful.
I get dizzy when I read or work on the computer.
I get lightheaded walking down a hall or aisle.
Or unsteady on my feet.
I lose my balance and get a little motion sick.
It's like vertigo. That dizzy feeling in a car, train, or airplane.
It's awful. An inner ear problem.
Most likely your vestibular system.
Now there's Zyvestra.
An amazing, fast-acting
dual-action tabs and targeted cream you rub behind your ear.
Behind your ear.
And it works in an advanced homeopathic way to relieve dizziness.
It relieves that vertigo feeling.
That dizzy feeling, gone.
Zyvestra is amazing. No more suffering from dizziness and queasiness.
Wake up with better balance.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Zyvestra. Call 1-800-304-1684. 800-304-1684. Stop the dizziness. Call 800-304-1684. That's 800-304-1684.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
V
you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring us what you want if you're already on hold, that is. If you didn't get in yet tonight, that's okay. We do it 7 nights a week. You can join Mark for the live Sunday edition of the program tomorrow night.
Indeed.
And if you don't get the Live Sunday show on your local radio station, well, give them a call and tell them you want to hear more Free Talk Live. And if you don't get Free Talk Live at all on your local radio station, give them a call and ask them when they're going to get Free Talk Live. So, a little phone call, positive phone call, never hurts. In fact, it could be the call that makes the difference. So you never know. So, not going to give you the number now because phones are loaded up with people that want to get on here, but we do want to tell you about what's coming up in about a month's time, which is, for those of you that love Liberty, that is, you want to come to the Free State Project's Liberty Forum, February 23rd through the 26th. You don't want to miss this because it's going to be packed full of hundreds of people who love the ideas of freedom, and not only that, or well, interested in actually doing something about it. We were talking earlier tonight about when people are going to get fed up. What can they do? Well, a bunch of these people are already fed up, and they are already doing something. Many of them have made the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project in order to get active to achieve liberty in our lifetime, and they've been active in many different ways, everything from getting active in politics to doing non-cooperation and civil disobedience, creating media, and more. And you're going to be able to experience a lot of that coming up here at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. There'll be everything from panel discussions to keynote speeches, dinners, luncheons, after-hours parties, and maybe, from what I hear, there might be a 420 celebration at some point outside of the hotel. What goes on inside the hotel is a whole other question, and if you're there, you'll experience that. Go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum, freestateproject.org/libertyforum, and if you sign up with coupon code FTL2012, you'll save 10%. On the registration fee. That's FTL2012 is a coupon code, and the website freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Let's talk to Val in Indiana. Val, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi there.
Hey, Val.
I was called to talk about the IRS taxes.
Go ahead.
A lot of people have called in tonight talking about the taxes, and they just don't realize who's got to pay the taxes and who doesn't. Basically,
tell me more.
Yeah.
I said, tell me more. Go ahead.
Basically, the taxes are very limited in their scope. They only apply to foreigners, foreign corporations, and money withholdings that are making a profit inside the United States. Most people don't realize that the income tax is quite constitutional, and it only applies to them or United States citizens working outside the United States and living abroad.
Val, how long have you not been paying federal income tax?
I stopped back in 1989 when I started realizing what the tax code was all about.
Did they ever come after you for it?
Well,
you know, that's pretty fortunate, because there have been a lot of people who've been, say, advocating these ideas similar to what you've been putting forth, people like Irwin Schiff or Larkin Rose, who've ended up in jail because of it. So I agree with you that, you know, if you read these tax laws, it can be very, very persuasive. Like Larkin Rose, who we've interviewed on this program before, he, I believe, was coming from that perspective that the income tax is voluntary, and he had done all this research and had written books and made videos about it. And came after him anyway, because they can do whatever it is they want to. It doesn't matter what it is what your interpretation of the tax law is. What matters is what a man in a robe says, ultimately, and the men in the robes tend to err on the side of going up against the government. But hey, I'm with you, dude. I don't pay them either, and I think that people who love freedom should stop paying them, because if enough people stopped paying them, then they would have nothing.
Yep, I first started by learning about Larkin Rose, as a matter of fact. Dave Champion, he woke me up the rest of the way.
Okay. Well, again, there's a lot of gurus out there, and I thank you, Val, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. There are a lot of gurus out there. I don't know if Champion's gone to jail yet, but maybe it's just a matter of time.
Who knows?
Larkin Rose went to jail for a couple of years, and it doesn't mean that he loves the federal government now. He's as radical as he's more, even more radicalized than he's been in the past, and he's a great speaker, and he's still putting out excellent YouTube videos and has written some fantastic books. One of them, as my favorites, is The Most Dangerous Superstition, which I highly recommend. Read that one while I was in jail recently. So, ultimately, if you stand up, there is always that chance that they will come after you and they will hurt you and hurt you and your family. That's why more people need to stand up together, and presumably the best place to do that would be here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, where other people who love liberty are moving to. Because the excuse that, well, I don't want to stand up because they're scary, because they might hurt me, is a perfect reason why you need to stand up. Because if you just keep your head down, if you just try to keep your head in the sand and try to pretend like, well, maybe if I'm quiet and I don't speak out, then they'll leave me alone, then you're essentially doing what Pastor Martin Niemöller wrote about in during the World War II times, when he wrote that first they came for the communists, and I wasn't a communist, so I didn't stand up or didn't speak out, and then they came for the trade unionists, and then they came for the gypsies or whatever, and I didn't speak up, and then finally they came for me, and then there was no one left. So if you're so concerned that the government's so scary as to why that's your reason for not doing anything, then you need to reassess yourself and reassess the situation, because what kind of world are you creating through your inaction for the future of your children, your grandchildren? Think about that. Let's continue here with Mike listening to XM Satellite Radio in Missouri. Mike, go ahead.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. I just want to make this quick, two little comments, basically. One happened back in 1994, 95. I was working for a company, and we were talking about taxes here, and I got a raise. And the first paycheck after the raise, my income was lower because it bumped me up into the next tax bracket. Actually, I had to go back to my boss and beg him to take the raise away.
That happened to my mom, too.
Until I could get a big enough raise to where it was even worth making the money.
Wow.
My other real quick comment is this. The last time a state actually tried to stand up to the federal government was back in the 1860s, and we saw what happened with that.
Well, that was a violent attempt at secession, and I think if you had a peaceful attempt at secession, it would go a little bit differently, especially considering the way information can travel today.
First step, don't shoot at them.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Mike, thanks for the call tonight. And again, there's the fear. Well, last time they got in a fight, and it was bloody, and 600,000 people died. Well, yeah, that's true. But as you pointed out, Mark, you know, they shot at a fort. So, again, violence isn't the solution.
Now, I'm not saying that the fort should have been there or any of those things. I think that, that the federal government should have gotten off out of the fort that was in that sovereign country. But they didn't, and they were certainly attempting to sort of goad the South into something. The South was spoiling for a fight. They got one, and they lost.
If enough,
that's what happens when you want to fight.
You're going to get one, yeah. If enough people, on the other hand, peacefully non-cooperate with the state government people or the federal government people, then there's not much that they can do. Let's continue here with Mike, another Mike, listening in Alabama, in Huntsville, to WBHP. Hello, Mike.
Hey, actually, I'm in Mobile, but that's okay.
So you're listening to WABH then. Go ahead.
106.5 talk, actually. But yep. One of the things I wanted to talk about was the taxes, and just my little take on it was, you know, it was always meant, income tax was always meant to be temporary. Always. They never even said a level four. Well, that's what they said.
Yeah, they say that about all the government programs, right?
Exactly, and that's what I'm trying to say. But, you know, and they knew it wasn't going to be because they could never set a ceiling. There was arguments when it first came in about setting the ceiling like 2 or 3%. And, you know, of course, the senators and the congressmen didn't want that because they didn't want to put themselves in handcuffs to where they couldn't.
I thought the argument was over whether it was going to be 10%, and they're like, we'll never go that high.
And then somebody brought in the fact, well, let's keep it at 3%. Then they said, oh no, we don't want to do that, you know. So they never set a level. But like hearing the other guys before, a flat tax would, you know, something a user end tax rather than an income tax, because then people get, you know, certainly I don't care what the guy next to me makes, I don't care. And honestly, 10% is 10%. If you take 10% of a dollar, it's 10 cents. If it's 10% of $100, it's $10. 10% is 10%. That would be the most equitable way to do this. Thanks,
equitable.
Guys.
Equitable.
Everybody
right
pays 10%. Is that what you're saying?
Well, not even that, whatever set that is, but don't pay it on the income side. You pay it on the user inside.
Oh, I see.
Then everybody is taxed. See what I'm saying?
I think that there's, you know, I see the idea that I understand where you're trying to move the deck chairs in this case. Is the suggestion is that we don't want to penalize people making money. Making money's good because you're providing services. You want to, if you're going to penalize something, penalize spending. And, you know,
people can choose if they want to spend $600 on that object knowing that they have to pay.
But what I'd rather do, I mean, what this still feeds into is the idea that there's one organization, a monopoly, and that monopoly is okay. And as far as I'm concerned,
certainly no. The IRS is, and especially with Obamacare, for crying out loud, that thing's supposed to be burgeoning into some, you know, three-headed snake.
You know what I wish, Mike, was that, and thanks for the call tonight. I wish that there was as much effort, money, and time spent on promoting the idea of secession as there is on promoting the idea of a flat tax. That seems a little more valuable to me. Let's just get rid of the federal government entirely and have 50 different states competing. That sounds a lot better to me. See you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're in Australia and trying to figure out how to buy bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
BigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis head in interplanetary space. Venus Crumb is where swashbuckle meets steampunk in this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at BigEdPress.com.